Hey guys. So it's been a few weeks since I last recorded. I've been pretty sick and just kind of under the weather. And speaking of weather, it's raining right now. I love this weather. I love this city. I feel like it's a lot more gloomy than where I was. But I thought I would do a questionnaire just to see where I am, if I want to get back into this, and I think I do. So I'm doing the Mixit questionnaire from Miss, and I'm going to do it in reverse order just to, whatever, mix it up. And I'm also gonna turn on my vibrator and let that go. I'm not going to do anything, just going to let it run. Put it on my clip while I do the questionnaire, and if I come, I come. If I don't, I don't. We'll see. Okay, so, Okay, it's kind of cold. Alright, and on. Okay, how do you feel about aliens and ghosts, real or not? I definitely believe aliens are real. And I think ghosts are real too. My mom has talked about seeing her grandmother, who died a few years ago, as a ghost, and I believe my mom. And it makes me feel creeped the fuck out, because you think you're alone, and, you know, you might not be. And it's kind of scary. When did you last laugh so much it hurt? I watched the new Drake video this morning, and that was pretty funny. What's your most used phrase, dirty or not? I say fuck a lot. I say of course a lot. I'm kind of sarcastic and pessimistic when I'm alone, and that's what I say. Do you have any scars? Yeah, on my left knee. My sister ran us into a pole when we went go-karting one time. And, yeah. What would you do in life if you did not need to work for money? Well, I feel like my future is basically going to be, what I'd like it to be is, you know, raising a few kids, volunteering still, being happy, maybe moving if I didn't have to worry about working for money. What do you wish you had invented that, like, already has been invented? If I could take credit for any invention, I think it would definitely be, is books an invention? If I could take the credit for inventing books, I would. But if you just mean, like, something that I wish I could invent, it would be, happy pill? Super happy pill. That had no bad side effects or addicting. I don't know. I could get why, like, a happy pill would be addicting. Of course, you want to be happy. But whatever. If you become a person of the opposite sex for a day, what would you do? Masturbate. You know why. What's the weirdest fetish you've ever heard of? Like, the things coming to mind aren't really fetishes, they're just, like, I guess, maybe, being attracted to inanimate objects, like, super really attracted, that you start putting it, like, before real people. What's the worst porn you've ever watched? I know I've gotten sent some pretty horrible things. I was like a kid, not a kid, but younger, and I just didn't have the common sense not to click on these links, so I just ended up seeing some pretty bad things. What is your favorite item for spanking? Let's say hands. Or, I guess you can't. Okay, if it has to be an item, maybe a belt is a sexy idea. I've never actually been properly spanked, though. Do you like receiving pain or giving it? Receiving. Are you very verbal in bed? Yes. Do you like being handled roughly? Yes. Have you ever had sex in public? No. Have you ever been double penetrated? No. Have you ever tried anal? Unless you mean by myself with one finger, then no. Would you ever kiss someone of the same sex? Yes. Have you ever been with someone older than? Yes. Are you into playing with hot wax? I've never done it, but I'm interested in trying. Do you enjoy bondage? Again, never really done it, but interested. And do you consider hair pulling sexy? Yes, very, very much. Am I going too fast or too slow? I don't know. What's one thing you're embarrassed to admit you'd like to try in bed? I guess if I got a new boyfriend that had no idea of my, sexualness, then, I don't know, if he was open enough, then telling him about the daddy kink I have and the role-playing I kind of want to try would be very embarrassing. What's your most extreme fetish? Age play rape, maybe? When was the worst time you've been turned on? I would say probably on my 19th birthday when I was out at dinner with my boyfriend, but I was getting sent naughty messages on my phone from a friend. And, yep. Are you more of a moaner, screamer, grunter, growler, or silent? People say I whine, and I think I do. But if I can't say that, I'd say moaner. What do you prefer to be called or say? Call me anything, really. Really. Anything. And, to say, probably be daddy or sir. Do you think that love equals sex? Do they go hand in hand? I don't think they do, and I think sex could probably be better if love is involved, and, you know, love can be better if sex is involved. But, yeah, I don't think they equal. What music would you like to have playing while you're having sex? Something with a good beat. Rock music. Favorite place to come or have someone come on you? If it's on me, it would be my chest. But I prefer being cummed inside of. What's the weirdest way you've ever gotten yourself off? I'm pretty routine. I usually lie back with my phone and read a story while using a toy like this or my fingers. And okay. Would you prefer to watch others have sex or have others watch you have sex? I'd rather watch other people, but maybe after I shaved and stuff, I wouldn't mind being watched. If lying is wrong, are white lies okay? I'm gonna say yes. White lies are okay if they're not to hurt someone and you can manage them properly. What is your most embarrassing, funny sexual experience, alone or with someone else? Um, most embarrassing, I would say, is having sex at my grandparents and my aunt kind of walking up the stairs and calling me out on it. Yeah. Would you have sex while the porno is being played? Yeah, why not? Do you have a Gone Wild audio crush? Off the top of my head, I think his name is Hi No Name. And, yeah. Do you have any regrets about clips you've made? No. What kind of audio is your favorite? Rape from the men and Sweet and Innocent from the girls. Do you like the sound of your own voice in the moment? Yes, but when I listen back to it, no. After listening to GWA, have you gotten any new kinks? No, I don't think so. What are the pros and cons of recording? Pros is I get to feel sexy. I get to share that with other people. I get to live out a fantasy. And I get wonderful responses usually. And it makes me happy. Cons of recording. I think people don't need to talk to me or feel like they want to because they already have what they want from me. There's always a chance of getting found by someone you know, and that's embarrassing. And it can be hard if you feel like you're not as good as other people, which I never have, thankfully. But I think it could be a self-esteem issue, especially when listening back or going back a few weeks later and listening. But yeah. How much time do you spend making or editing an audio? Usually not long. They're usually just one shots or close to. The last audio I made took a while, so about an hour or longer, I'd say. Do post tags matter, or do you just read the title? I think post tags are important. They're important because you could like something, but you know, one thing could ruin the entire audio, and then you've invested so much time. So I think it's important to include tags. So those are all the questions. It was a very fun questionnaire. Thank you very much, Miss. And thank you everyone that listens. I haven't come. I've been kind of close this entire time. And I think I can come. I died. I think something super, super dirty and sexy. Yeah. And really just thinking about people, you listening. So cold. can't come. Imagine having to work for my orgasm when it's so hard like this. Like I'm being teased and told that I need to make myself come. I deserve it. I deserve to come. Oh my God. She would see me. My legs are so open. And my foot is throbbing on my toy. And I can't stop grinding into it. It feels so good. Fuck. Yeah. This is exactly how I want to grind on your. It's exactly how. Oh, fuck. I love this. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, I need something. I need something inside of me. Oh, God. I'm so empty. Oh. Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, fucking so tight around my finger. Oh, my God. Yes, great, oh, my God. god. Just lying still is torture. It's torture. Oh, fuck. It feels so good. Feels better when I'm not moving, but this is torture. I need to move. I need to. Oh my god. I need it. Oh. Oh my god. Oh my god. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, yes. God. Oh. My mouth is so dry. Oh, that was so much fun. It felt so good. Oh, I guess the angle was just perfect for what I needed, and it's been a few days since I really felt, oh my god. Oh, I know I just kind of said the same thing over and over and over, and I don't know, I know it's now 30 minutes long, oh my god. I might. Okay. If anyone actually listened to this entire thing, then I hope it was okay, I hope it was good. That felt so good for me. Okay. Bye.